Choice. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What'd you think? Who looked like they were going to win this race this time around? The current guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the commander-in-chief, President Obama, or the challenger, the Republican challenger, Mitt Romney? It really is down to the nitty-gritty. We know the race is all about numbers. 270, the electoral vote necessary to win this thing. So who won the final debate? What was interesting is no major differences in foreign policy between Obama and Romney. Was that a mistake on Romney's part to not disagree with Obama on some of the foreign policy? He definitely landed a couple of hooks on a couple of other things. And from the Romney point of view, he was able to pull it back to the economy in talking about foreign policy. Who knew pulling it back into what's in your wallet, in other words, instead of focusing on the foreign policy of the Obama administration whenever he could do that. This is something we knew was going to happen. When I previewed it, I said, look for that to happen. And that's exactly what Romney did. He played that brilliantly because that's what he needed to do. The big sticky question, and the one everybody wants to know about, Syria, what's going to happen with Iran, Afghanistan, the plot in 2014, what about Pakistan? We're giving them billions of dollars. And should we just stop giving them that money? That was one of the questions. And Romney said no, because, and he made a good point, they don't have somebody calling the shots. They don't have a leader. You know, they have the ISI, that's it. So we can't afford at this point to pull away from the money from Pakistan, as tempting as it might be. Here was more on the Middle East with Obama and Romney in the debate.
What's been happening over the last couple of years is, as we've watched this tumult in the Middle East, this rising tide of chaos occur, you see Al-Qaeda rushing in, you see other jihadist groups rushing in, and they're throughout many nations in the Middle East. It's wonderful that Libya seems to be making some progress, despite this terrible tragedy. But next door, of course, we have Egypt. Libya, 6 million population. Egypt, 80 million population. We want to make sure that we're seeing progress throughout the Middle East, with Mali now having North Mali taken over by Al-Qaeda, with Syria having Assad continuing to assassinate, or to kill, to murder his own people. This is a region in tumult. And, of course, Iran,
let's see,
on the path to a nuclear weapon. We've got real problems in the region.
But let's give the president a chance.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s or now, calling to ask for their foreign policy back, because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. But, Governor, you know, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s. You say that you're not interested in duplicating what happened in Iraq, but just a few weeks ago you said you think we should have more troops in Iraq right now. And the challenge we have, I know you haven't been in a position to actually execute foreign policy, but every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong. You said we should have gone into Iraq, despite the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction. You said that we should still have troops in Iraq to this day.
All right, so that's just a little slice of what happened in the back and forth in the 90-plus minutes. There were definitely some zingers and some disagreements, but there was a lot of agreement as well. CNN, in their efforts to score this one, 48% in the poll there say Obama won it, Romney 40%. You be the judge. I would say it was much closer than that. Really, I think it was a draw. I really do. Some of you are already responding to that through the miracle of chat and also snail mail. You can throw in your 2 cents by ringing these numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. One person responding, Obama sunk Mitt's battleship. You got to love that handle. I know Obama won the debate when he convinced Romney to agree with him on almost every issue. LOL. Then he also went on to say Obama schooled Romney. Do you think Obama schooled Romney? See, this goes to, I believe there aren't that many undecideds. People already know who they're voting for. Here was another one we got from Dennis McMahon, our longtime listener, just a terrific guy from WVMT in Vermont. And he says the biggest indicator of how the debate was going was Obama's look. The Obama meter was way down low when Romney spoke, sometimes smug, sometimes mugged. I wouldn't agree with Obama on the time of day, so I didn't care for the agreeable Mitt. But what the heck? Winners can be generous. Mitt got a good left hook in there in the beginning, and we might nickname him the China Clapper for his excellent answer on China trade. On China trade. So you may look at this through different eyes. What do you think happened here? Did it really matter heading into this final debate? Was there anything that could be said that would sway your opinion of who you're going to vote for? You know, there's the thing. Is there anything in this debate that would have swayed you? The issue of Iran came up. How close is Iran to a bomb? Romney said that Iran was 4 years closer to a nuclear weapon. And, of course, it depends on a whole bunch of things, and we know that uranium, and getting that into a weapon. Bottom line is, we know that's the aspirations of Ahmadinejad and his regime and Iran is to have nuclear capability. President Obama said, I made it clear in my watch that that would not happen, that Iran would not get a bomb. So, interesting, they talked about sanctions and the sanctions and whether they were working on Iran, and Romney clobbered Obama for that, and Obama came back and said that they have some of the toughest sanctions and that Iran's oil sales, in fact, have gone south, that they have really plummeted since then, and it's true, they have certainly done that. The debate overall, honestly, a few punches there, and I would say it was definitely more of a draw. However, Romney was getting clobbered in the polls on foreign policy, and I think he came out looking like he could be in the Oval Office, looking like he certainly was capable of handling whatever would come our way of as far as anything to do with our allies, or he didn't say the word enemies, but would be enemies. So there you go. I mean, Romney wouldn't, when they talked about the apology tour thing, which is was directly about the Middle East, and you know, he would not back off of saying that the president made an apology tour. And the one thing that he did not do is that he did not go and visit Israel when he took that tour. All right, what say you, America? You want to throw in your two? It's about the buzz in your backyard. Please do. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Kill our way out of this mess. We're going to have to put in place a very comprehensive and robust strategy to help the world of Islam and other parts of the world reject this radical violent extremism, which is, it's really not on the run.
All right, there were certainly key moments in the debate, and I would say there were weaker moments, but the weaker moments really for either one were a few and far between compared to the first one, because the first debate was flat out a knockout. Obama was someplace else. If you love Barack Obama, if you think he's a great president, and you're being honest about it, the first debate for him was terrible. He even says that. He makes jokes about it. The second two, much different. The Democrats are on the defense, and I don't think they were expecting to have to play that way. I think they thought they were going to be on the offense, but things have changed now that we're down to the last handful of weeks left in the election. I mean, this is it. You know, you look at your calendar and we are two weeks away. And there's lots of early voting. Key moment for Romney is when he talked about China, as Dennis McMahon mentioned, where he said, on day one, I'll label them as a currency manipulator, talking about what they do, which, of course, is that's what they do, manipulate their currency, and then we're all stuck. And Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, is very reluctant to slam any of that. And the bottom line is with China, of course, they have our debt, and that's hanging over our head. We're only paying on the interest. That's the problem with credit cards. Super Skills 12 says the DNC had no choice to play defense, Kate, and absolutely, that's a good point. Yep, no choice but to play defense after the poor performance in the first debate. That's the reason why they were in that position. So we're likening this as to one big political showdown, a horse race, the Kentucky Derby of horse racing, of course, and this is every 4 years. So who takes this and by how much in the end? Will it be a photo finish? Well, let's hope not. Let's hope we don't have the hanging Chad scenarios. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Mike in Boston, you have the floor. Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Yeah.
Oops. Oops, sorry, we lost you there, Mike. Again, what we're talking about, if you've just tuned in, of course, is the presidential debate, and we're talking about some of the big factors in this one, what worked well, what didn't work, and whether or not this plays into anybody's world. Does this factor in whether or not you're going to vote for somebody? In other words, will you change your mind based on what happened in this debate? I mean, was this what we wanted? Was this what voters were looking for from Mitt Romney or from Barack Obama? I guess if you're undecided, right? But the undecideds, to me, I think are far and few between. I really don't believe that there's a lot of people that are floating around out there, even though we keep hearing about this demographic of undecideds. I really don't think there's that many undecideds. How do you not know if you've been paying attention, how do you not know who you're voting for? One thing that Obama said about Mitt Romney is he was all over the map and inexperienced on key national security issues. That was part of what he hammered home on this last debate in Boca Raton, Florida. You know, each one of them was trying to sort of paint the other guy as not the best commander in chief. This time around, Romney wasn't overly aggressive. Obama was. In this one, several times Obama said, "I know you haven't been in a position to actually execute foreign policy, but every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong." And he was talking about Romney's support for the Iraq war, so he was trying to nail him there. He also said, "Governor, we have fewer horses and bayonets," when he was responding to Romney's criticism that America has fewer Navy ships than in the past, and sarcastically saying we have these things called aircraft carriers where planes land on them. We have these ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines, he said, and then was kind of mocking him about the amount of money being cut from the defense budget. So it was a draw. I think that if you were watching this, there was nothing that would come out. I don't think there's anything that came out of this that would say, "Oh, there's just no way I was going to vote for Obama, but now that I heard this last debate, I can't do it. There's just no way I'm going to vote for him." I don't think so. I don't think very many people would get that feeling in watching this last one. I don't think so. Bill is listening to us in the great state of Tennessee. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Fine, thanks, Kate. It is a great state. You know why?
Why?
Because Republicans run this thing, and we have no city and state income tax, Kate. You ought to move here, babe.
But you know what? I have lived in both places. I lived in New York City, where they taxed you through your eyeballs.
They taxed your eyeballs in New York City, okay?
The city, borough tax. I mean, seriously, it's
listen,
like they robbed you.
The number of steps you take in New York.
They do. They count your steps, too, because they're going to look at what you're going to eat and tell you you can't have a big soda, so you better be looking pretty good when you're getting up and down on those subways. But also, I live in a state where there is no state income tax, city tax, any of that, Texas.
Okay, that's the fourth state. Okay, I didn't
right.
know. I know there's only four
Florida.
States. I beg your pardon?
Florida's another one. Florida doesn't have it. Texas doesn't have it. Tennessee doesn't have it. And what's the other one?
Florida, Texas, Tennessee.
Right.
Another one. It's four of them.
Right. There's
it
four.
Might be Mississippi.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me cut to the chase, Kate. I'm going to disagree with you on undecided. There's a lot of undecided folk out here. First of all, because, and it's something you just said about Bloomberg and his edicts about encroaching on what people eat. Listen, I said before, I'll say it again. The voting public is schizophrenic. We have been dumbed down as a society. And so you only have to look at this. Listen, you want to know about America? Turn on a television and look at Jerry Springer. Has the show been on for almost two decades?
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
Well, yeah, that's idiot television, yes.
You call it idiot, but it's been on, Kate, and prime time
for almost
two decades.
I know, because people watch it. It gets huge ratings. Oh. Even Springer would say that himself. He knows that it's that, and I've heard him talk about it, and it gets ratings. You're right.
And that's my point exactly.
Yeah.
You say people watch. That's America watches it, Kate.
I know.
Not just a handful of people, a whole bunch of people to keep
thing on TV in prime time
for almost two decades.
I know.
Which points up to why what I keep saying and why I underline it. We are a changed society. We are not a Norman Rockwell society. Well, he did paint the pictures.
He did. I agree.
But like, whether you like it or not, he painted Americana in a bygone age.
Right.
So I said all that to say this. Moving forward, Mitt Romney has scored tremendously over these three debates because he had to establish himself as an unknown, as a Mormon, and he had to be the stare in the bear of the Republican Party vis-a-vis conservatism. I think he's risen to the occasion. He's done that well. What's frightening is that America is in 4 years of an economic slump. And all they've gotten from this president is platitudes, hope and change slogans, an apology tour. And for this guy to still be, he should be 20 points under, Kate.
Mm.
But he's still neck and neck. So I'm telling you this, Kate, and I'm going to wrap this up, and I want you to
speak
back. It ain't about Obama. It's about the American people.
Yeah, but you know what? So well said, Bill. Is he right? It's not about Obama. It's about the American people. It is an election about that because people are frustrated. Frustrated enough to make a change? What do you say?
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold
Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Kate Delaney, hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, feel free. Your chance to vent or celebrate what you heard. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. By the way, the other state where there is no state income tax is Nevada. Boy, I should have known that. I used to live there, and I remember it well. You did not have to pay state income tax. What a drag. I've lived in California and New York, the two bookends. Great places to live. Worst place economically, however, because of how you were taxed from every direction. Every direction. California was awesome. You had mountains, you had beautiful beaches, there was tons to do. It was great. I mean, the great outdoors. And New York, lots of history, a lot of free things in the city, a lot of things to see and do, same thing. But you got taxed beyond belief. You look at your check and you'd be like, what, are you kidding me? Was this a joke? So if you do move to either one of those states, make sure you negotiate an extra amount of money on top of whatever it is you're getting, because you'll need it. The taxes are crazy there. And, of course, the cost of living is much, much higher. We always invite people to do the snail mail thing. Send us your thoughts by going to americatonight.net and clicking on contact. And of all the places I've ever been, I have never, ever seen so much email. And it's just terrific because so much thought goes into the emails that you send, or if we have something that, boom, happens, like one of the debates, people respond right away. You know, you see that with Twitter. Some of the tweets were interesting, I think, for this last debate, and we'll talk about that, too, by the way. But without further ado, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, indeed, we do have mail. And here, let's take our first one. This one from Big Al. Big Al says, Kate, long time no talk. I have to tell you that I've been very, very busy. Sorry about that. I have been listening to the show when I can. I did watch all three debates, or at least the majority of them. I can't say I watched all 90 minutes extra of what was being said in all three of them. However, I would score it this way if I were trying to assign some kind of a grade. I think in the first debate, clearly Obama gets an F. He knows it. He knows that he was stumbling all over the place and couldn't summarize anything that he was talking about. In the second debate, he came out swinging, and I would give him probably a B. And in the third debate, maybe a B or a C. The bottom line is the country, no matter what, is so ready for a change. Whether it's his bum luck or he was terrible at the job, I do not see Barack Obama continuing as president of the United States. And I will tell you that quite often in my lifetime, I have voted for Democrats. Yours, I'll keep listening. Zach Orient says, Hello, America. Tonight, I'm watching the debate right now, and I feel compelled to send you this email before the whole thing is over. I'm getting a laugh at some of these crazy things that are being said, but I don't think we're learning anything new, and this constant agreeing is just ridiculous. I thought in debates, you're supposed to debate the question. You're supposed to get X amount of time to do it and then maybe respond or have a rebuttal. It seems to me that all of these moderators are off track in doing the debates. Isn't there somebody who knows how to run a debate in this country other than another TV talking head? I think that this debate was perhaps most boring of all three. And I have to tell you, my vote goes for Obama, although I'm not crazy about him. I don't like the alternative of Romney. All right, so talking about the people who have moderated the debates, Martha Raddatz had the first one, Candy Crowley had the second one, and now Bob Schieffer with the third one. I like Bob Schieffer. I think of all three, I think he kept it on track as much as he could. This is the deal. They're fighting for air, and especially after the first one, when Obama was so off the rails, then that's what it was. Every single time, the next two were going to be Obama just coming out swinging and coming back and being aggressive throughout the rest of the debates that were left. And it does seem like there was a little lack of control, but of all three, I think Schieffer had the most control, especially the second one. They were all over the place with the second one. There's so much of the crazy interrupting and whatever that it would made it difficult to hear some of the things, some of the points that were being made. But that was for effect, certainly, too. Just like in the worst, though, of all of them, all four debates, was the Biden-Ryan one with the interrupting there. A lot of my Democratic friends say, oh, Biden just killed Ryan. That's why he was interrupting him, because he was so ridiculous. He was pouncing on him. But I thought you couldn't even hear the answer. So what sense does that make? If I don't think it was about pouncing. This one from Justin. Yo, Kate, what's shaking? What's happening in your neck of the woods, as you say? I can tell you in my neck of the woods, people are furious. They will not vote for Obama, even the Democrats I know. I will tell you I'm a lifelong Republican. Nothing against Obama. I just think he was a lousy president. He's showing us nothing in these debates. Why would anyone vote for him? Obamacare is going to destroy all of us. It costs way too much money. It's going to cost all of us that much more in the end. What are we getting with this guy? He said hope and change, but it's anything but. we're all going to have, you know what, a pot, as they say, and you can fill in the blanks. That's pretty much where we all stand at this point. How can you not vote for Romney? Even if we're rolling the dice, we might as well try something new versus the thing that we have that's simply not working. I'll keep listening. All right, thanks for the note. The thing is, the theme here is the common theme. Where are we going? Was this president effective? Is it change just because I'll take the change versus what I have right now? This is the same. It's the same theme that we hear over and over again. And it's not just the theme here on Little Old America Tonight. It's across the nation when you flip on any talk radio show. Now, even if you wanted to call it a more liberal counterpart, even some of the talk show hosts on NPR, when they actually have callers that come on some of the shows, you listen to what they're saying, and even if they're defending the president, saying they hate Romney, that he's not the guy, people are definitely beyond frustrated. However, if you want to look to the demise of what's happened, we can go back to banks too big to fail, for one. But then we can look at the stimulus, and that was flawed from the beginning. The cash for clunkers was a clunker, and there wasn't anything, if we were going to use the government, there wasn't anything that could really jumpstart the economy. The defense of Obama is this is the bag that he was handed, because it was already on a downward spiral. And this is what he had to dig his way out of. So imagine what the next 4 years are going to be like. The other side of that is, it doesn't matter. The buck stops with you. Once you run for president, you become president. All excuses are off the table, which is why this becomes a neck-and-neck race with Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney is gaining some steam when it really, really could pay off for him, because of the frustrations of so many people across the country of where they are and where they're headed and what's going to happen with taxes and a myriad of things that we have no idea where we're going. All right, Jim is listening to us on WVMT in Vermont. Jim says, from the start, this was never about foreign policy. You called it Cato, and it wasn't. Romney certainly tried to turn it into an economy debate. I have to say, when you talk about the fact that you don't believe very many people are undecided, I am one of those undecided people, not because I'm stupid, but because I'm really concerned about both guys. Pretty much they're one and the same if you break down some of the policies. And my biggest problem is, can we really have either one of these guys in the White House? And the answer is, they wouldn't be my choice any day. So why do I want to go and vote for either one of them? However, I've always voted my entire life, and I would feel very uncomfortable not doing so, but I feel very uncomfortable right now voting for either one of them. So that makes me an undecided guy who is not sitting around in my undershirt and drinking beer all day long. Just so you know, I'm a college professor. Wow. All right, so there are people that are undecided that might not fall under the label we would necessarily give them as to why are they undecided at this point and they have no idea who they're voting for. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
For a job, did you know FedEx is going to add 20,000 seasonal workers? Feel like hauling packages? Do you know they time the people that work for them? If you get a full-time job with FedEx, it's the same thing, I want to say, with UPS. It's all about time, baby. How fast can you get that package to the door? The volume is going to be up 13%, so somebody's doing well, right? They're talking about e-commerce and last-minute orders and how it means there's going to be more deliveries. FedEx ships fast, so that means people are going to ship fast. 280 million shipments during the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Are you kidding me? 280 million. Woo, that's a lot. So Toys R Us, the Walmarts, the Macy's, the lot of stuff comes from, I think, from those places, but, you know, across the board, that is a lot of things being shipped. And so thank goodness at least some people who can't find a job maybe get some temporary pay anyway. It's terrible where we're headed economically and how many people are feeling that terrible, overwhelming sense of disbelief. That's what it is, disbelief for people who can't find a job. Stephen Colbert, you know him. He has his own TV show. He has that very dry sense of humor. He launched an October surprise with a 776,000 super PAC. Yep. Remember, the super PAC started? That's how much they have left in the account. So how about that? This is a Comedy Central guy. How is he going to spend the money? Remember, he started the Better Tomorrow Political Action Committee back in June, and he was highlighting the influence of the super PACs raising unlimited amount of money, and apparently he did it, almost $1 million. So that would buy you about a week's worth of TV ads in, let's say, Cleveland, which is a key area in Ohio, one of the battleground states. What are they going to do with the money? That money was reported in the most recent FEC, because you have to file it, FEC filing for the period ending September 30th. It's got to be funny when you're making jokes and you raise money like that. So Colbert's Super PAC is represented by a serious Washington firm. So it's all on the up and up. They've raised the money, but now where does the money go? This is one where we want to follow the money. We want to follow the money because I want to see what ultimately happens with it. Because you would assume with Colbert, as he is mocking, he's really doing almost a Bill O'Reilly, but mocking he's mocking the process and politics, but he certainly is mocking the Republicans probably a tad more. So could he actually dump money into a super PAC that would be used to elect Barack Obama or somebody else in the Democratic Party? You would think that maybe not. Maybe that's not what he would want to do. Maybe he just sits there for now. Might just sit there. $10,000, that's what's being offered for a missing New Jersey girl. Boy, it seems like we've had a lot of young girls go missing lately, and I always hate to hear the outcomes of those stories. As any good detective will tell you, within 24 hours, it starts to get really, the hope starts to really crash down and reality sets in that this is not looking good. So here you have a 12-year-old girl, Autumn Pasquale. She's going to be 13 next week. The last time they saw her was at 12:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. And she was seen on her bike. She was riding her bike around away from her house. And she was expected to come back, and she didn't come back. And this is she's from a place in South Jersey, kind of where I grew up in that area. Very, very sad. They say she doesn't miss her curfews and touches base with her family if she was going to be late, if something crazy came up, but she did not do that. 400 people are combing areas all over the place trying to search for her. She was last seen on a bike near Clayton, is what they're saying. Man, that's just awful. It's got to be the worst news that a parent can get. They think that they think that their kids are safe. They're riding their bike around. They pay attention to when they're supposed to be home. And then you don't get they're not home. They're not home. They're not home. They're not home. It has to be a very panicky feeling, I would say. And you've got to feel for her parents. Oof. Reminds me of the whole start of the milk carton thing. Remember the milk carton and the missing kids? I wonder how many, and we should find that out. I'll find that out. How many kids on those milk cartons have ever been found, and how many have not been found? How many have not? How about this picture of this World War II vet, 93 years old, casting ballots in Hawaii, and they say that this photograph has really so many people talking and winning them over. What it is it might be his last ballot. And the photo is Frank Tanabe lying in a hospital bed at his house. His daughter helps him fill out his absentee ballot. He's 93. And so about a half million people plus saw his picture on a website after his grandson posted it there. And it's become one of the most popular things on one of the social media networks. And the top of it said true patriotism. And, you know, people would say, thank you, citizen, thank you so much, and all this kind of stuff. And how about that? Because he was determined to vote regardless, no matter how sick he was or any of that kind of stuff. He's got inoperable cancer tumor in his liver. He came up with that 2 months ago. So he's been in hospice for the past 3 weeks at his daughter's house, and he's deteriorating, but not so much that he couldn't fill out the ballot. So how about that? I think that's a cool story. I would have to agree. See, this is the thing. We complain about our options, right? We complain about our options, but you still need to vote, and that's what the deal is, because nobody is stuffing the ballot box. We could argue about the process. We could argue about, boy, we really need a no-labels third party, whatever. But, man, we live in a free country with free speech and the ability to vote how we want to vote. All right, Stacy in Mississippi, we got only a couple minutes left. You have the last word. Go ahead.
All right, you got to get off the radio. We can talk. All due respect, just joking. Anyway, you're undecided, you say. Well, think about this. What's Obama done for you? What's he done against America? I'm talking about our troops. I'm talking about everything else. It just goes on and on. We ain't got enough time to get into it. And I said I had about 24 people I knew for sure. I know for sure I got 10 to 12 more people that's going. I've always been a Democrat myself. Obama changed my mind. I'm going to get is mainly against him. I ain't saying we'll never vote Democrat again. I might. It's the right person for the right job. And it's not Obama. Obama's got to go regardless. And you talking about tax. Yes, Mississippi, we do pay. Believe me, I got
it. Oh, Stacy, I feel you. I've lived in those states before. Thanks, Stacy, saying undecided. Yeah, I still don't understand undecideds, but you heard me read one of the mail, one of the notes that I got about being undecided. So apparently, you know, there are people out there that are undecided that want to say, hey, I'm not a dummy. I'm just not sure where we're headed. Think about it. You can send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.